97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
The great sportsman like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's. Reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
All right, Tom Ackerman joining us now like he does on a Monday morning. Tom, how are you?
What's up, Kim? Doing well.
Hey, you excited for tomorrow? Because I think a lot of hockey fans are looking forward to the home opener.
Yeah, and I think the team's had a good start. I mean, they lost to Vegas their last game, but they went into Seattle, pretty good team, and beat them. They beat not a good San Jose team, but they came back and won. And that's kind of been the surprise here, is how quickly they score and come back. I thought in particular the Seattle game, it was a great one for Kyrou, scoring two goals out of the three that they scored in a minute 55. You know, that shows that they do have a burst. They can score. They've got really good speed. I really like this Philip Broberg that they picked up from Edmonton. They signed him to an offer sheet, Dylan Holloway also. But Broberg propels, I think, into a top four defenseman. You know, he's learning how to play with Justin Falk. And while, you know, hockey fans are going to focus, I'm sure, on the play of Jordan Binnington, he's phenomenal, and he's going to carry this team to wherever it goes, and Kyrou and Thomas and their offensive possibilities. But keep an eye on Broberg and how he learns to play with Falk. I think he's going to be a really nice player for them, and he's young, you know, and the Blues are young. I mean, they have some veterans. They look like they have some good veteran presence and leadership. They've got some young players, too. So it's kind of hard to read what kind of a contender they are. In fact, I talked to Tom Stillman, the chairman, about it yesterday, and I said, are you a contender? And he said, well, define contender. I mean, I think we're a team that could be a playoff team, and that's kind of how they're looking at it. I think they're going to keep the expectations somewhat low and then come out and try to surprise people. But it'll be fun to be back in the building. Always great life. Stillman keeping it kind of a mystery as to what it will look like at 6:20. When everyone's in their seat and they roll out the new video, and that's actually going to start at around 6:15, and they want everyone to be in their seats after the rally. So get in there if you have a ticket, if you're lucky enough to have one, and check out the Blues tomorrow.
Well, and I wonder how long, I know you're talking about Jordan Binnington, and I know he's under contract, I think, till 2026. I mean, do you think there's any chance of him sticking around after that?
I don't know. It's still a ways away. I mean, I think that they love what he's brought to them. And, you know, it depends on what the team looks behind him and around him, you know. And how much confidence do you have in who's coming next? But, you know, if you can reasonably put together a deal for Jordan Binnington, I'd do it. I mean, he's been the face of the franchise since they won the Cup. So I love what he brings to the table.
Thomas Scott, we were talking yesterday about the baseball playoffs and a couple of former Cardinals, and in fact, Flaherty pitched 7 shutout innings last night for the Dodgers, who have 33 straight shutout innings. How about those two former Cardinals performing in the playoffs this year?
Yeah, I'm really happy for Tommy Edman because it was a tough year, and personally, I like him a lot. Harrison Bader's playing for the Mets, and of course we like Harry. He's been fun to deal with. But Tommy, you know, has been a great Cardinal, and I felt bad for him that he just couldn't get that wrist healthy. He finally did. Now he's playing well. Jack Flaherty, you know, Jack grew up in L.A., and he went to Harvard Westlake High School, which is 20 minutes from Dodger Stadium. And I think it's a really great story, you know, and of course you want him to be a Cardinal. You want Cardinals to stay Cardinals, but once you get to know these people, and we've known Jack Flaherty since he was drafted a decade ago. He was drafted by the Cardinals in 2014, and we've seen him grow up and go through ups and downs and battles here and there. But, you know, last night he's pitching game one of the NLCS 20 minutes from his high school. I mean, that's pretty cool. And then he goes out and pitches 7 scoreless and allows 2 hits. And I don't even like the Dodgers, and I like what I saw from that, out of that. But, you know, I love this Mets team. I think they're fun. I think if they find a way this afternoon to get that thing back to Citi Field and get some rest and then get after them in game 3, that would be ideal. They've got to find a way today, though, because the Dodgers look awfully powerful. And, you know, just ask the Padres. The Padres got shut out their last two games, which is just insane.
I wish the Cardinals would have made the playoffs, and I know City also didn't make the playoffs, so that means their final match, I believe, is this upcoming Saturday. I mean, is there a lot of hope going into the next season? Because the first season, they killed it. This season, it seems like, not so great, right?
Yeah, and they keep talking about, and I'm actually going to talk to John Hackworth, the interim coach here, in a few minutes over at KMOX, and you know, he keeps talking, and Lutz keeps talking about how Lutz Vandensteel, for people who don't know, the sporting director, about how they really feel good about next year. I mean, based on what they've seen here over the last several games of their ability to play together, they've won a couple of games. They still think they have something to play for, which is to pass a couple of teams in the table and finish a lot higher than what they thought they were going to finish. As the season was progressing, I mean, they fired Bradley Carnell. They changed tons of personnel. And now they seem to have found the right combo, and Hackworth coaching them seems to be the right leader, too. So it's exciting. I mean, I think that they're going to draw great crowds. You know, they have great ownership. They have great stability. And so now they need to stick with what they started, which was to build a foundation for the future and not stray from that. And they feel very good about what they could offer in year three.
I've never actually been to a City game. I'd like to go, but I know City Park is really cool, and people talk about that food all the time. So if anything, I'd like to go
great.
For that.
Yeah, Kim, I think you really do need to go. Bring some friends. Go early and just kind of hang out outside the stadium. Maybe do a lap around the stadium and see all the parades of people coming in and everything. And then, you know, they shut the streets down and all of that. Then you go in, and it really is a great atmosphere. I don't even know how I would describe it. I mean, it's like bringing international soccer feel to downtown. The place holds between 23,000, 24,000 at best. But, man, does it feel big and loud and powerful.
I know.
It's a beautiful, beautiful stadium.
I need to put that on my to-do list. All right, Tom, I know you've got to run.
Hey, I appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Thanks for giving us time. Yeah, I need to go. I see the videos, and it looks like such a cool atmosphere. And again, I see the pictures of the delicious food, and I keep saying I want to go.
We'll just go. There's one more game left.
Well, yeah. But then I actually went out of town this weekend. But then I look at the prices, and I'm just being cheap. But some of the tickets are really expensive. And I understand why they were, because especially after the first season, they were doing really well.
Sure.
But, I mean, are they going to be cheaper now that they weren't doing so great this season?
They have been cheaper this season.
Because is cheap? What do you call it? Like, give me an example of a ticket price that you've seen.
Well, somewhere between, like, $40 and $100.
Okay, I mean, 40 totally I could do.
Yeah. And most of that is people reselling their tickets because of the team not doing as well and lots of reasons. But, yeah, I know what you're talking about. When they first started, those ticket prices were hundreds. And it was hard to find anything lower than 100.
Wasn't that general admission? That wasn't even like you were getting up close to the action. I mean, that, I thought, was kind of far back, which it seems like that stadium is set up where anywhere you sit is going to be a good seat.
Yeah.
It's not like Busch Stadium where it's so high up that you're in the nosebleeds, right?
Yeah, the only thing people complain about with that stadium is just the seats are really tight together. That's it. I mean, otherwise, there's no bad seats in there.
Yeah.
Well, this weekend, you'd have to go to Minneapolis to see.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Well, I am planning to go to Iowa, so I'll be going direction. I'll just swing over to Minnesota. Won't be a problem. You know, by the way, we have like what temperature in the 40s? The morning temp was 47. We're going to have a freeze. But I'll tell you what, I did live in Iowa. I lived in Des Moines for about 4.5 years, and it would be negative 20 actual temperature, negative 40 with wind chill. And then you think about the Minnesotans who have it even worse. I mean, negative 60 wind chill.
Right.
That's insane. I wonder how cold it is there now. It gets freezing fast.
Get more at 971talk.com.